Dear ones, with God's help, this evening hour, I would like to read from Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 25. St. Matthew, chapter 25, I have desire to read first 30 verses. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins which took their lamps and went forth to meet their bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, Behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, Give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, Not so, lest there be not enough for us and you, but go ye rather to them that sell, and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterward came also the other virgins, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, Verily I said unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country, who called his own servants, and delivered unto them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey. Then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same and made them other 5 talents. And likewise, he that had 2 received 2, he also gained. And likewise, he that had received 2, he also gained other 2. But he that had received 1 went and digged in the earth and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh, and reckoned with them. And so he that had received 5 talents came and brought other 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained beside them 5 talents more. His Lord said unto him, Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler of many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. He also that had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 2 talents. Behold, I have gained 2 other talents beside them. His Lord said unto him, Well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. Then he which had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew thee, that thou art a hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown and gathering where thou hast not strawed. And I was afraid, and went and hid thy talent in the earth. Lo, there thou hast that is thine. His Lord answered and said unto him, Thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knewest that I reap where I sowed not, and gather where I have not strawed. Thou oughtest before, therefore, to have put my money to the exchangers, and then, at my coming, I should have received my own with usury. Take therefore the talent from him, and give it unto him which hath 10 talents. For unto every one that hath shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But from him that hath not shall be taken away even that which he hath. And cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. May the Lord bless these few verses upon our hearts. Let us all bow.
Dear ones, as we heard in the prayer, brother prayed about the warning that we have been given within this 30 verses, the words of our Savior Jesus Christ, our Lord, the one who cares for us, the one who loves us so much that he came to this earth and gave his life for those who want to follow him, for those who want to be his, and for those who want to work with his gifts. And work for his kingdom. Very familiar, few verses in the beginning. We read about wise and foolish virgins. I believe we have many heard that many, many times, but every time I read it, it makes me think, or hear it, it makes me think of, oh, where do I stand? What do I work with my lamp? Am I slothful? Am I sleeping? Am I careless? Am I lazy? We see that 10 of the virgins were given the lamp. 10 of the virgins were invited to the feast, to the wedding feast. We are all invited as well. We have to understand that this parable, these 10 virgins are not believers and unbelievers. These 10 virgins is only the believers. John chapter 3. In verse 18 said, what are those who are not believers? Second part of verse 18 says, he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. So we're not talking, we have to understand that we're not talking, the Jesus Christ in this parable is not talking about 5 virgins that are believers and 5 foolish virgins that are unbelievers. Unbelievers are already condemned. Unbelievers are already not coming to the wedding. Unbelievers didn't get their lamps. We're talking about those who call themselves Christians, those who are looking forward to that day that the bridegroom will come. The day that we are all looking forward to, I believe. However, we see the half of them were not ready for that day. They were all waiting for it. It says that Midnight came, there was a cry made, behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out and meet him. Then all those virgins arose, they were sleeping, so they were waiting for a long time. They did not know the time. They did not know what hour bridegroom will come. However, bridegroom came, They all rose up. They were all going to meet him, except five of them did not have oil in their lamps. Did they have any excuse why they didn't have their oil? We don't know. It is not specified. It is not said in these verses. The most important thing it was that they did not have enough oil. Their lamps were going out. Their job was to be there with the lamps when the bridegroom comes, that they can lighten up the path. They had lamps that need refilling of the oil. Were they careless? Were they taking it lightly, like Brother Prey? Were they not serious about the job they were given? Did they not care at all? We don't know, dear ones. But at the end, we know that they didn't have any excuse. They were asking for the oil from the wise virgins. We might be asking, dear ones, someone to help us get ready. Maybe it's going to be too late. Only we can get our oil ready. Only we can be there expecting the bridegroom to come and be responsible for our not readiness. We read about five foolish virgins. In the other account, there was three men who got their talents, who got their obligation, things to do. Two were ready, one was not. I don't think it matters what number is going to be ready amongst us. But Christ is warning us. Is it going to be 50%? Is it going to be 33%? Is anyone going to be ready? Are we all going to be ready? I believe we should all ask ourselves. The best thing we can do is ask myself, am I going to be ready? Am I going to make sure I have that oil that I need to meet my Savior? Or will I postpone my obligations? Will I postpone my opportunities to get ready? And be surprised when he comes. Huge percentage was not ready. My prayer, dear ones, dear brothers and sisters who did get those lamps, who did convert and became children of God. My prayer is that we work on it. We work on getting that oil, making sure this day doesn't come as a surprise to each and every one of us. For those who are still outside, there will be one day the bridegroom will come. You're invited. You're invited. Are you going to be ready for that day? Or you think you still have time? The 10 virgins thought they had time. They fell asleep. They could not fight against the tiredness. Fell asleep. All of a sudden there was a loud cry. The bridegroom is here. They all needed to be there. Half of them were not ready. Are we going to be ready or not? The second parable is about a master, who gathered his servants, and gave them things to do. A man traveling to a far country called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods, and unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1. To every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey. We can see verse 15 said, we can see that he didn't give same amount to each and every one of them. They were not all able to do work with 5 talents or 2. But there was one that got 1, there was one that got 2, there was one that got 5. Same thing as virgins, dear ones. We're called to work in God's vineyard. We're given according to our ability. If I wasn't given 2 or 5, I at least got 1 talent, 1 gift, 1 something that I need to work with. God gives us blessings. God gives us gifts that we are here to use, and also a responsibility to use those gifts that he gave us according to our ability. Was the one that received only 1, was he thinking it was not fair, maybe? Or maybe was he jealous? We don't know the reason. We don't know what was in his heart. What we know, when the day of reckoning came, he did not have anything to show for. Did he feel in his heart that he has excuse, or that he didn't see Master, his Lord, as fair man? Maybe discouraged a little bit? We have to understand that he got at least 1 talent, at least 1 gift that God gave him. That wasn't even his, but God gave him of his own to work with. Now, when we are trading, in the business world, that we always have a risk of things maybe not going the way that we expect or we think they should. Maybe there are things that we cannot have control over. But we need to work with those things that God have given us. We cannot be slothful. We cannot not do anything. We cannot become children of God and lay back and think that we mentioned this many times, that we got baptized and things are over. It's not. We cannot be passive Christians. Devil wants us to be passive Christian. Devil wants us to relax and not worry about anything. As long as I'm saved, as long as I became a child of God, my work is done. It's not. If we are not given 5 or 2 talents, we are given at least 1. What are we going to do with that? Are we going to be scared of losing it, like this servant was? Are we going to be scared of investing it and maybe face things that are not going the way we expect and that we cannot return? I believe even if that happened, dear ones, that Lord would have understanding. But he was lazy. He He wanted to be safe. He did not want to work with that. So what he made sure, he buried that one talent so he can have it back when the Lord returns. They did not know when the Lord is going to return. They did not know if it was going to be long time or not long, if or short time. We don't know either. It is not ours to know, but it is ours to work with that, dear ones. To work with the blessing, with the gift that God has given us. Our job is to plant. Our job is to sow. God will give the increase. Luke chapter 12, verse 48, second part of the verse, he says, "For unto whomsoever much is given, of him shall be much required. And to whom men have committed much, of him they will ask the more." We're going to be asked back for how much we were given. Each and every one of us is going to be asked back for something. We will give answer for ourselves. We will not be able to give answer for no one. No one will be able to give answer for us. What did we do with those talents? We will have to. That day will come. And we don't know when it's going to come. But it will come and we will be asked to give back what we have received. Are we going to be able to come forth and say, "Master, thou hast given me five, I brought another five." Or, "Thou hast given me two, and I gained another two with my work." The Lord is asking us, dear ones, to ask ourselves, whether are we doing what are we supposed to? He gives us everything. He gives us strength. He gives us blessings. He gives us ability. He gives us everything we need to be working with those talents. We just need to accept it, and we just need to work with that. We don't want to hear those words in verse 26. "Thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knewest that I reap where I sow not and gather where I have not strawed. Thou oughtest therefore to have put my money to the exchangers, and then at my coming I should have received my own with usury." If it don't work, this is what we're going to hear. He did not ask him, "What was your excuse?" Bottom line is that he did not do anything with that talent. He wanted to keep it safe so he can return what he was given. Well, that's not going to be enough. That's not going to be enough. "Take therefore the talent from him and give it unto him which hath 10 talents, for unto everyone that has shall be given, and he shall have abundance, but from him that hath not shall be taken away even that which he hath. And cast ye the unprofitable servant unto the outer darkness, there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth." To the virgins, he said, "Verily I say unto you, I know you not." Even though they were invited, even though they were supposed to be in the feast, they were not ready. The bridegroom did not know them. He's not going to know us. He's not going to recognize us just because maybe we were once baptized or wanted to be baptized. if you are not ready for that day. Verse number 13, watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. We would like to know that, wouldn't we? We will not know that. He will come as a surprise. He will come as a thief at the night when no one expects him. But he will come. Are half of us not going to be ready? I pray and hope we all are ready to meet him. We all have those that oil to be able to shine those lights. He provided a light like Brother prayed. He did provide a light. But we also need to do our part to make that light shine. May the Lord bless his words upon our hearts this evening. Amen.
It tells us here the words, the door was shut. If you ever tried to make it on a flight and you're running late and you're rushing and you're hurrying and you get there and you hear the door is shut, you're not going to get on that airplane. It's an awful feeling to get there and you can't go where you wanted to go. The door is shut. And that's what Jesus is saying here. The door was shut. And the five virgins who had the language of a believer but lacked the life of a believer said, Lord, Lord, open unto us. And the Lord uses some of the harshest language that one could hear. He says, I know you not. So these are those who had thought that they served God during their life. Later we see another example of the talents. Five talents, three talents. Who are these who receive five and three and one? The point here is whether you receive five or three or one, a talent in that time was one of the heaviest. One person could barely lift that up. So it's an immense amount of value that was given to each one. And he was indifferent to it. It tells us here he was slothful. It doesn't say that he was a murderer. It doesn't say he was a whoremonger. It doesn't say he was a liar, a cheater. He was slothful. He didn't really care. If we look at the scriptures, we see the apostles, Paul, he received five talents, and he returned five talents. And he said, I fought a good fight. I kept the faith. And he talks about Demas, who also received a talent. And it doesn't say that Demas was an awful person and murderer. And it just says he loved this present world more. That talent that the Lord gave him, he didn't use it. He loved something more than he loved his Lord. And so where are we today? You know, are we slothful servants, relying upon God's grace and mercy to save us, being indifferent, while we are being indifferent to the talent that he has given us to use? And so may this be really a wake-up call to each one of us to consider some of these words that are language that is used here. The door is shut. The cry is open. The response is, I know you not. You're slothful. Where does a slothful servant go? You know, a lot of talk is, well, he loses his reward, but he still goes to heaven. Jesus says here, he's cast into outer darkness where there's weeping and gnashing of teeth. Don't listen to the lies that the false prophets are speaking, that once you are saved, you're always saved, he says you're cast into outer darkness. Who? The slothful servant that received a talent. May God grant unto each one of us, dear ones, the awareness of who we are and where we are in our walk with him, so that we would truly be ready for that hour when he will return. Amen.